10% is foxes and wolves. Now that I think about it, so I don't know why I use that for rats and mice. But us and chimps, we are more closely related than rats and mice. But again, if we're, this new technique...
We were before this new data came out.
No, because if this new data brings up... The technique that was utilized in the new alignment thing, that technique, we have not seen what that does to the rat and chimp or the rat and mouse genomes yet. So you're saying new technique brought one down and the other one is the same, but you haven't applied that new technique to the other one. So it's not a fair comparison. And the reason scientists point to the rats and mouse thing is, I don't know why I'm saying mouse, mice, is because creationists say that they're the same kind. Well, but genetically they're more divergent than we are with chimps. Right. So that would make us part of the primate kind or the great ape kind or whatever, if a kind exists. That's the reason why people talk about that. But anyways, we should probably talk about common design, right?
Let's talk about something else. Yeah. So I'm trying to find, I did a Google search earlier, and it was showing that the new paper, the complete human genome, let's see, if it, complete human ape genome comparison, only 86%. So the research was, the statement that this is, you know, happening is not widely accepted, blah, blah, blah. And the only, this is actually one of the only people covering it. I said, I'm not trying to say they're, I guess I'm going to say they're covered, they're hiding this. When I Google this, 86% comparison, the only, so there's a Reddit talking about it. There's ICR, which is obviously Intelligent Design or Unearthed Creation. There's creation.com. There's, again, Evolution News, Answers Research Journal, Cedarville University. So what I'm telling you is when you Google this, the Young Earth creationists are reporting on it and the secularists aren't. So that's why I say, like, don't call me using like flat earth tactics. Show me the article on Scientific America or you know, whatever, Science Daily or whatever your preferred journal is, and they're not covering it. So, like, sure, they're not. Maybe they were busy. Maybe they were fucking busy. But the only people that are covering this right now are ICR, Evolution News, which I think is the Design Discovery Institute, Answers Research Journal, Cedarville University, and creation.com. You got the paper, right? You got Quora talking about it. You've got the actual paper. You've got Nature Magazine and a bunch of young earth creationist outfits talking about it. And, you know, I'll tell you what's not here is, Nature Magazine or any of those kind of, you know, secular publications. It's just not in there. So it's not that this is certainly me not going, oh, NASA didn't report on it. I'm telling you that as of now, if this number is true, young earth creation is reporting on it and the secularists aren't. And that's very telling to me. That's very telling to me. To cover science, right? Isn't it scientific journalism? Cool. Hey, guys, great. It's the same thing as the soft tissues and dinosaur bones. It's like when Mary Schweitzer found soft tissues and dinosaur bones, the entire scientific, she should have won a Nobel Prize. Hey, Mary Schweitzer, you just discovered the most important paleontologic find in history. Dinosaurs may have been here really recently. Nope. Nobody covers it. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's a problem.
I don't know if has anybody ever won a Nobel Prize in the field of biology for a paleontological discovery? I don't know.
Field of biology, but I bet you there's been paleontologic Nobel Prize. Well, yeah, let's get a Nobel Prize, because they do physics and stuff. Of course there would be.
No one has ever won a Nobel Prize specifically for a paleontological discovery. There is no like category for it, but it could go into biology. But
yeah,
the biology.
I'm sure, she would have won it if they did.
Or wait a minute. Physics, chemistry, physiology, or medicine, literature, peace, and... Wait, there is a Nobel Prize... Wait, is there no Nobel Prize in biology? Wait.
I don't know. Geneticists... I don't care. The Nobel Prize is a fucking racket anyways. I don't care. It's just a club, like Fred Hoyle said.
How did I not know that? There's no Nobel Prize for the category of biology. That's odd. No, They have the physiology and medicine, but I guess they don't, because Nobel said he didn't use biology as a category, they haven't added any. That's interesting and very weird. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to do
next? I want to talk about the design thing, okay, because I don't think that creation science or whatever is, I don't call it real science, but what's actually kind of funny is ideas like the genomic similarities being a product of common design, That's actually testable, and it may not be like strongly testable, but I think it is testable, and it actually like I don't think it bodes well for the creationist at all. So you were talking about this with the last guest. I can't remember how you put it, but you said the reason us and chimps are so similar is because we look similar, so the designer designs body parts, and the genome is the reflection of that. Something to that effect, right?
So, software code programmer, software code writers constantly reuse coding. If we look it up, is reuse of code a best practice? And they, of course they do. So where they can reuse code that they know works, they're going to whatever, copy paste it instead of writing a proprietary code from the ground up every time. So the idea that DNA is like a computer code, which I don't think it is a computer code, but it is like it. I mean, obviously, a lot of scientists have said this. They even have data scientists storing digital information on DNA currently. So the DNA being like a computer code, if there's a programmer, you would either expect or at least it would make sense that he would reuse code where he
Yeah.
can.
Well, there's kind of the awkward thing Darwin literally called evolution descent with modification. And when you say reusing the code, it sounds exactly like descent with modification.
Sure.
Now,
Yeah, if there
okay.
was deep time, if there was deep time, and like, so I don't a lot of young Earth creationists, I think you know this about me, I've diverged from most of their I've eat the meat and spit out the bones. Certain of their ideas are good. Elements of catastrophic plate tectonics are good. Some of them are wrong. Obviously, the heat problem when they tried to include radiometric dating, that was a problem. Genetic entropy, there's things about it that I agree with. I currently don't agree with speciation. Now, it could be that I don't have enough access to there's some sort of data that I'm not seeing that disproves my worldview. But based on my research, there was about 60, there's 6,500 land mammals in total that we've discovered. There's 11,000 birds, 11,000 reptiles. You could put a kind of conservative number of 150-ish thousand animals total that would have gotten on the boat, and they would have fit easily. Weight constraints, food, everything. So I think that the animals that we have today are the animals that got off the boat. So I don't currently believe in speciation. If I agreed with speciation, well then, if there was enough time, clearly speciation could end up in something like the phylogenetic tree. I don't think that that's happened. I don't. I think that there's specific species everything that we see today. So if you want to give me some science against that, you're welcome to. But I disagree with that part of the young Earth creation method. So what I do agree with, go ahead.
I can talk about the flood thing afterwards, but I want to stick on the common design thing. I think that that's absolutely disprovable. So, okay, how many similarities do like a shark and a dolphin have, for example?
No idea. 10.
Well,
Minimum.
so if we're
They
looking at
swim
them.
at least one.
Yeah, so like if we're looking at it from kind of sort like I wouldn't say a subjective lens, but if we're trying to analyze their design, we would say they have a huge number of similarities, right?
I'm
Like
sure huge is
dorsal
subjective,
fins,
but
pectoral fins, the shape of their body, the fact that they're torpedo shaped, the fact that they're smooth, you know.
torpedo shaped.
Well, they are kind of like a long football maybe.
Torpedo shaped. Yeah,
Well,
sure.
if what we say is, oh, the DNA in humans and chimps, it's similar because the designer is starting with a base design, but then changes it the way the designer needs to create the organism. Like some
Sure.
cars, there are like what do you call them? There's like a like platforms and like a chassis or whatever, not a chassis, but like the skeleton or whatever of a car. You can
The
start with a base
frame.
model and then you can put a body on it that can look all kinds of different ways. And so you can modulate your car, but with they all have the same schematic inside of them or whatever. It's something kind of like that. Well, I think convergent evolution completely blows this out of the water because it would predict that the dolphin and the shark being so from the perspective of design, similar, it'd predict that they'd be closely tied in that genetic blueprint. But they're not at all. The dolphin is more closely related to the hippo that it shares nothing at all with.
Right. Yeah, dolphins and hippos. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously rooted in common ancestry. You guys are very thoroughly convinced of common ancestry. I think it's a ridiculous idea. I think for there to be but fins work.
But if
that makes sense, maybe made of fucking biological rubber works. What? That doesn't mean they came from the same first biological rubber unit.
If dolphins are mammals, then
sure.
What should? Because, you know how like in the Bible it says bats are birds.
I've heard that. Is it when it related to the kosher laws? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So what some people do is they say, no, the Bible doesn't say that a bat is a type of bird, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I think when people say that, they're kind of.
Isn't the idea don't eat bats, but eat birds? Isn't that the thing?
No, they ban bats as well. They give a list of birds and then they include bats. So what I think is really going on is that was written by people.
What's the point of that? I don't understand the point of that argument.
Because what's really going on there is a very long time ago. It's not like unique to the people writing the Bible, but they would have categorized things that fly as a type of organism. Now, sure. When we started getting more scientific, we said, no. It's not just skin deep or whatever. So, for example, a really long time ago, people said a dolphin is a kind of mammal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so I can't remember what you were saying earlier, but you were just kind of poo-pooing the entire point I made. But like, look, if a mammal or if a dolphin is a type of mammal, then what should it be most closely related to? Other mammals. And genetically, sure. They are. If it's designed to live in the water and that design necessitates that it has to have fins and a smooth body and be torpedo shaped and whatever else, then I would start in the same base design that I do with the other fish, but a dolphin isn't a fish. So I think the design prediction is falsified by examples of convergent evolution like this.
So, okay. So your argument against design is that common ancestry is true and convergent evolution is true. I disagree with both of those.
No, the evidence is consistent with common design or common descent. It's not consistent with common design.
No, it's in order to defend your stance, you have to say something ridiculous like, "If I were the designer, I would do this." Like that. Like you said a
but
lot.
But that's
of words.
What you said.
But yes, but you the idea that convergent evolution isn't. Is it reasons to think that you know you don't have a common designer because if I were a designer I would do this or that you have to then assume as the designer you would make this or that decision. So I don't.
But that's what you did. You said the designer starts with some code, some information, right. And it builds and changes the organism. The reason us and the chimp look so similar is because the designer is using a very similar blueprint, we'll call it that, but then changes that blueprint and that leads to us looking
right. So
the way we do.
The difference is that we have information, which is what the gene code is, some derivation or some version of it. And so what my claim was earlier, a prediction we could have made in young earth creation, and obviously this is post hoc, so it doesn't matter even that I say this, but is to say that we have one designer, since this is information where he can reuse code, he would. That would be a prediction we could have made. As far as what you're saying, you would have to say a designer wouldn't make a dolphin and a shark, and they would be similar but totally different. They wouldn't do that. Now, you can say that, and I'm even fine with awarding you a point. Like, if we were to look at this, like, we don't know whose worldview is true. If I were to say, I think that similar DNA points to a similar programmer, and then you say you can't use that argument because we shouldn't have sharks and dolphins that look similar but aren't, I'm fine with awarding you that point. What it doesn't do to me is make common ancestry more valid, or the idea. I think convergent evolution is a ridiculous idea, especially when you have organisms that are very similar that have convergently evolved the same traits, you know, whatever, randomly. I don't think that's even possible. It makes more sense to me that the shark was designed and the dolphin was designed. That God,
but you never... say, but you say that the genetic similarities are because of design, mm-hmm. And if genetic similarities are what produce phenotypes, then those with similar phenotypes should be similar genetically, and that's just not the case. I mean, it's the case within the group, like dolphins and whales are closely
Okay.
designed and closely related because they're mammals.
Okay.
That fits with the evolution, the evolutionary worldview. But when you say that design or
No, I get it.
similarity in genome is a hallmark of design, that's disproved by all the examples of
Okay.
convergent evolution.
So, fleshing out your argument, you are saying if there is a creator, you shouldn't have a shark and a dolphin that look similar but aren't similar, and you shouldn't have
That's
redundant use of
the
code.
conclusion, not the if. The if is if similarities in genes are the signature of the designer. You gotta start there.
Yeah, the okay. If we, I almost want to show you this Google result. We have a proof of concept. People that create software code reuse code as a best practice. Not speculatively, it is their best practice. It's what they do to be most efficient, to save time, to make sure there's less errors, you know, to not be redundant. It's the best practice. So my argument is that the reason we see similarity in the genome is because we have one programmer, one designer, and he reuses code. As it relates to convergent and, you know, whatever, common ancestry, convergent evolution, and dolphins and whales, you have to say, not proof, not best concept, you have to subjectively say, I think a creator wouldn't make two torpedo biorubber machines, one that's a mammal and one that's not a mammal. You basically have to say, you have to fully just make up what you think a creator would do. So I'm using a proof of concept that we
But that's
see.
what you did when you said the reason humans and chimps are
Yes,
98%.
but I'm using, Eric, I'm using a real world best practice, not just a subjective, the creator shouldn't do this or do that. Like, this is literally what we see computer programmers do. You don't have that with your, a creator wouldn't do this. Nuh-uh. You literally have a nuh-uh.
I don't think so because I think that my
Okay.
argument is just the same as your argument. I'm just applying
Okay,
it to
so let's do
different
this.
species.
Your argument's the same as mine. So I will Google, do software programmers reuse code? And you Google, do creators of biofilm rubber things create totally separate or the same individual? Whatever you have to Google to verify a proof of concept of your argument.
I mean, I feel like I don't think I would really modify my argument because for you, it got like I can just write it down. Why are we so similar to chimps genetically? Answer, because a designer is working off of a template.
Sure, I like that.
Okay. And so the con. Well, how would I fit the way like us and chimpanzees look or because I mean we're not talking about the way humans and chimps look or whatever, but the evolutionary scientists or whatever, they categorized humans in the ape family long before we knew how to do any kind of genetic testing based on those outward appearances, the skeletal similarities, the fact that we share every single organ with them, for example.
How
So
about
then,
this? Would this be a if your theory, like arguing that common ancestry makes more sense through convergent evolution, I could do this all day. Should we start looking at primate family trees and see just how fucking similar we actually are? That lady's got her bush out. Let me get a different picture in here. Hold on. Damn it. Why does that always got to be naked in science? I don't understand that.
man.
Hold on. Don't be mad, TikTok.
What Eve before she knew the difference between right and wrong isn't good
Yeah.
enough for VOR?
Yeah, no. Pre-tree Eve.
Pre-tree
Okay.
Eve.
This is there you go. There's your cousin. We look exactly like. So, here's another one. I wish I could make this a little bit bigger. Yeah, no. That doesn't do it for me. That do, to me that like I wouldn't ever look at that and go, "Yeah, we're clearly we all came from the same dumb shit make-believe thing." I would never look at that and go, "It's undeniable. Check that out. We're definitely related." That's not a good one. I can find better ones.
I mean,
oh, here's one. This is, this, I mean, whatever. They're all similarly ridiculous. Look at this. So I understand we're 86% genetically similar, but I did the joke, the Sesame Street, one of these things are not like the other. One of these things doesn't belong. Like, sure,
genetically. Wait, you think a lemur and a chimpanzee look more similar than we do to a chimpanzee?
What I think is that this is not our family, and we don't look anything like any of them.
Okay,
but we clearly are different.
To try to keep you honest here, which of those things are in the same family then?
Over here. These three. This clade, or this corner, whatever.
Why are you throwing the orangutan out?
Oh, shit. I was trying to throw you the benefit of the doubt. Ridiculous that you think you're related to that orange, that thing.
No, I'm asking you, why is the orangutan not in the same family as the gorilla, the chimpanzee, and the bonobo?
Is he not a great ape?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What's the answer here?
Well, I don't think that there is an answer. The whatever arbitrary cutoff you did seems... I don't know what it's based on, because he's orange, seems to be. He still has thumbs. Oh, he doesn't have a tailbone.
Bringing race into this.
the orangutan. Yeah.
I don't see
orange. There are no orange people except our president, unfortunately.
So I'm just saying this is supposed to be our family tree or whatever, and I just don't see it. This is that we're related to all of them. So sure, we have more. Like, let me ask you this. If we were to build basic coding, right, like height and like limb length and whatever, four limbs, wouldn't you think that her coding would be similar to this one than would be to that one, and you'd get more and more divergent coding as you went further down, and it's a striped skunk's tail monkey? Like, that would be less related. It doesn't move the needle to me that this thing that kind of looks like her. Oh, here, but here's what it does.
Okay. If in front of you instead had a shark, a dolphin, and a hippo, which of those things is not like the other?
A shark, a hippo, and a... Wasn't that... Was the other one?
Dolphin.
I would say the hippo, but you guys think the hippo and the dolphin are
right.
Related.
Except genetically, the shark is the one that is the odd one out.
Sure. Yeah, it has different things, doesn't it? Doesn't it have like... it's different
genetically.
Different whatever, rubber... I don't know. I'm not a marine biologist. I don't study marine biology. It's different, though, clearly. It's not a mammal, right?
Yeah, but so, like, if I try to run
How
through this...
How much of that coating is breast milk?
Anyways, if I try to run through what I'm trying to work on here is, why are we so similar to chimps genetically? Because a designer is working off a template. The genome shapes the phenotype. So in other words, the template shapes the design. Well, if that's the case, then the phenotype predicts a design template. You can run it back. Okay. But that doesn't work when we look at, for example, the dolphin, the shark, and the hippo. The phylogeny predicts what you're seeing in the genome, but in not at all the design lens of it. Or like if you look at a thylacine, a kangaroo, and a wolf. Well, the thylacine and the wolf are so hard to tell apart that even sometimes like I don't want to say experts, because like experts literally they are good at doing that kind of thing. But you show a skeleton of a thylacine and a wolf side by side, and it's so incredibly hard to tell the difference. Whereas if you look at it's difficult on the outside too. But, well, I mean, it's not all that hard. But comparing to a kangaroo, it's like the kangaroo is obviously the one from the design perspective that's so incredibly different. But the thylacine and the kangaroo, they're both marsupials. And they're more genetically similar than the thylacine is to the wolf. So the wolf template was somehow inexplicably not used to make something that looks exactly like a wolf. That does, and the whatever fish streamlined dorsal fin, tail fluke, whatever template was for some reason not utilized when designing the dolphin. Or maybe it wasn't used for the shark or whatever.
Well, I mean,
and that just that shit ain't make sense, fam.
Right.
As
so,
Darwin said.
Shit ain't make sense. So I would say that if biodiversity was designed, so obviously you believe in common ancestry, secular science, mainstream science believes that we all come from a single ancestor. The biodiversity is explainable. You add random changes, you add natural selection, and a bazillion years, and you get, broccoli and orangutan and dolphins and this wolf thing you were talking about. Fine. How do you ex like that's a piece of evidence in favor of common ancestry. That's fine. If God created these different organisms, get the weird shit in the oceans and the cetaceans and, bugs and all these things. Who knows his mind and what he was thinking? But if he designed them all, obviously he wanted a wolf-looking thing that wasn't a wolf and a dolphin-looking thing that wasn't a dolphin, and that's how he would have designed this. It doesn't matter to me. It's obviously that's like there's I'm not the kind of guy to say the theory of evolution, there's no way it's true. It's been totally debunked. I have here that I think it's goofy, and that's what I think it is. There's pieces of evidence in favor of it, and I would say that a piece of evidence in favor of common ancestry is genetic similarity and biodiversity. And then I would say issues with it are not the first thing I would think about is the idea that random mutations over the process of time could end up in this huge of divergence and also amazing functionality such as a human brain. I don't think that that's tenable. I think that the universe is going into entropy. Entropy is increasing, and so we should see rather than things gaining function, it makes more sense to me that things are losing function. You and I have talked about this before. You get a brand new car, over the process of time, it starts to break down. You get a new house, over the process of time, it starts to break down. This is what I see the arrow of the universe. And so common ancestry, which is working in reverse of that, which is at a very simple, first off, you won't address and nobody will even talk about where the information came from because that's non-science and the evidence isn't supporting that. It's like, oh, science, information, DNA came from somewhere. Over the time, all of these things happen and bingo bongo, here we are. It's to me, if it were true, there would be better evidence to show for it than really that genetic similar the genetic similarities. That's like the number one thing you guys are even really talking about now. The fossil evidence is pretty much out. You got a couple fossils, vestigial structures are pretty much out. You have genetic similarity. It's like, sure, here's the things in favor of common ancestry, biodiversity, the genetic similarities. Fine. Here's the issues with common ancestry. Why doesn't the fossil record support common ancestry? Why don't we see?
I think it does, like, very much so.
No, it doesn't.
What?
A billion, watch this. There's been a billion fossils found. You know that, right? They found a billion fossils.
I mean, you
hundreds of
could
millions.
argue they've found quadrillions because the certain limestone deposits are just
Sure.
literally countless numbers of shelves,
How
but.
many specific transitional fossils have been found out of the billions?
Do you mean specimens or species?
I mean, in theory, you have redundant. There's actually just not a lot of redundant
Because,
Archaeopteryxes, species.
right, like there's a bunch of Archaeopteryx that are known, but do I count every one of them, or
No,
do I just say there's
species.
only one?
Species level, not aggregate. So species level.
Okay, I don't know off the top of my head. I would guess it's in the hundreds, but we have many thousands of total specimens.
No, you've less than a dozen, six maybe.
Such as.
Archaeopteryx, Pachycetus, Tikitalik. That's about it. There's a couple other ones they throw in there.
I mean, I could go get my book. I literally wrote a page and a half of
Sure, get your book.
transitional
Get your book.
fossils.
Pull up the internet. The fossil
And
record doesn't support this theory.
okay, so it like for example, if horses evolved, what would the evidence look like?
Not hand-drawn representations done by O.C. Marsh to saying we should have gone from whatever 4 to 3 or 2 to 4, whatever the no, I don't care. That
Well,
find the
horses
actual
currently just have one,
right. So
which is really unique.
right, and so O.C. Marsh has this. Oh yeah, I found all these other horse foot fossils, and he drew them, and that's what's on display. I could show you. I could Google it. It's drawings of the horse feet.
I've seen pictures of their bones before.
That'd be worth looking into. That'd be worth looking into the actual fossil feet. That it's one of the reasons. Like if we were to do this together, so let's go. Yeah, I'd love to see the actual
Like
causes.
look up Eohippus.
Okay. Okay, I
I
gotta.
don't have the horse names memorized all that well.
Okay,
But I know Eohippus is one.
Eohippus. I spelled that wrong, but hopefully I got it close enough. Okay, Eohippus. What, they have a fossil of him?
Yeah, there's fossils of it. So,
Okay.
like, are you gonna reject any artistic interpretation? We have to see the actual fossil itself.
I would prefer to see a fossil, which I think
Okay.
is a fine thing to ask, but
It's Wikipedia page. You can see one. It's jumping over a log.
okay. All right. Let's see if we can find Eohippus. Let's see an actual Eohippus
It's
fossil
Wikipedia page
discovery.
has one.
Is he considered a transitional fossil? If so, I'm happy to add him to the four
It's
you guys
the
have.
earliest horse that we know of.
Is this him here? Without bones? This is him?
Yeah, the one that with the piebald coating, yeah. But like literally it's I've said it three times now. It's
That's
Wikipedia
fine.
page has a skeleton of
Okay,
it.
it's Wikipedia page. Okay, let's find it here. Let's go. Oops, I don't want AI mode. Okay, so we will get evolution of the horse. Is that what it is?
Oh, you know what? If you, this is Wikipedia, right? If you go to, yeah, just type, yeah, click on that black picture there. That's even better than what I was gonna use. And
Okay.
that, you can zoom that thing in a hell of a long ways. It's a huge picture.
Okay,
See?
so
I'm
what I
looking at the same
wanted.
thing.
Okay, so there's
So
one.
go to the very, very top.
There's one. Okay, hold on. Yeah, Equus.
Yeah, the modern one. Equus, equus, whatever.
Equus, okay.
So, what we zoom in on it though, so everyone can see this.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Go to just the foot bone on the far right. So I don't know how well everyone can see this, but I
That's
think
more of
everybody
the.
kind of knows a horse weirdly only walks on one digit, and it's their middle finger, so horsies are always flipping you off as they do their
Or
clippity-cloppies.
typing.
Now scroll up a little bit on that. No, up, not down.
I can't go up. That's it. That's the top of the.
Yeah, well, I this is so frustrating. So stay zoomed in on it. I can we can do this. Okay.
Right.
So you guys probably can't see it all that well, but if you kind of move your cursor up to the top right of the right side leg
So
there.
that's all. I'm at the top right of
Yep.
it.
No,
That's as far
you're
as I can
fine. I
go.
was just saying your cursor.
Okay.
Move it to the
Which way
well
do you want me to go? I mean, I'm dyslexic and
scroll
that's great. Okay, look, there's a stupid head. There's
go
his
to the leg.
feet.
Okay.
Okay,
Scroll
I'm gonna
down a
go back to
little.
here. Just tell me when I'm hot. What do you want to see here?
You got to zoom in because I need
Okay,
everybody to
but
see the
before I zoom
bones.
in, I want to know what you want me to see. And then I'm gonna go down to this one and then down to this one, down
Yep.
to this one, right?
Yep,
That's what
yep,
I'm
yep.
doing. And you keep like be like, dude, don't do that. But that's what I'm so watch, I have to scroll up,
Okay,
which is
no,
gonna get me towards the
you scrolled
bottom.
too far.
Okay.
I'll
The
tell you when to
feet.
stop.
Okay.
Keep going a little bit.
Okay, more
Keep
right
going
there. Right
a
there.
little bit more.
All right. This is
Just
getting
a
me.
little bit more and stop. Okay. Now your cursor is right next to that tiny little bone that's sticking out there. Okay. On the right side. So for everybody looking at that little one you can see on the side, that is a, I know you hate this term, but I actually don't like the term all that much either, but I'm just going to use it anyway. That's a vestigial digit, right? Horses have the other digits because again, they're very unique in only walking on one tarsal bone. Well, they walk on the nail of one tarsal bone, but the remnants of the other ones are still there. They're just extremely reduced. And I think this is part of why horses, I can't remember what they call it, a horse chestnut, I think, that thing you have to peel off their legs every now and then. But anyways,
Dew
scroll
claw?
down.
It's like a dew claw. Okay, to the next one or to the toe? What do you want?
Now to the next one. This one you can't see. You can see it if you're looking at it yourself. We're not going to get the resolution for it here, but if you scroll down just a tiny bit more, you can see on the flank of that leg, and we're now looking at, which one is this?
That guy.
Merihippus? Pliohippus. You can see that that reduced phalange bone is bigger. You guys on TikTok aren't going to be able to see it. You're not going to have the resolution, but it's definitely there. If we go down to the very next one, then it's extremely obvious. Go down a little bit more where you can see the hooves. There, you can actually see the hooves splayed on either side. That's completely unlike modern horses. Now, that is a little bit of a jump. It'd be cool to have sort of an intermediate between these, but we can clearly see that the horse is still putting all of its weight only on the one nail here, only on the one talus bone, but the others are reduced and flanked next to it. And then as you go to the last one, is the last one Eohippus or Myo? Or, oh, that's a mesohippus. That's even cooler. So if you look at the very last one, the mesohippus, you could see that the nails or hooves, whatever you want to call them, they do touch the ground, but they're not thought to actually be load bearing with hardly any strength. It's kind of like your pinky toe. It's not really load bearing. It does bear a little bit, but you know, if you cut your pinky toe off, it wouldn't be that much different. Your big toe is obviously extremely important. Now, they don't have Eohippus, or which is also called Hyracotherium, but Hyracotherium, it's basically all four of the toe bones are touching the ground on it. So I genuinely like for horses, this is one example. I have to go here in a little bit because it
What is a little
is
bit like? What do you mean?
8:40.
Like 2 minutes or 10 minutes? What? I want to know where.
Less than 10, ideally 5.
Oh,
But
that's your second one.
Hyracotherium, you can see, or no, well, like there. Anyways, I don't see how with horses you can say that this isn't excellent evidence of it. I think the evidence for whales is even stronger. That takes a lot more time to go through because there
Oh my God.
is
I
a
wish
really
we could
big,
talk
important
about the.
discussion about selection pressure with regard to the modification of the hind limbs in Bacillosaurus and Dorudon. That is kind of a big deal, but. Like,
Are you talking about
I
the
didn't show
vestigial?
hundreds of transitional fossils in that one example, but like the idea that we don't have any, I just think you can't make that claim.
I don't think I said you don't have any. I think I said you had six, 4 to 6. And if there's a billion fossils in a billion species, there should be more. That's and if I mean the whale one, I can speak on. I'm very this. I can look at it as soon as you leave. I'm very leery that they've found those complete. Those are ancient horses. I know the work of O.C. Marsh. I know that he found those initially and he submitted it to whatever it was during the time of the Bone Wars. And he literally said, I found the fossils. Here's the drawing. And nobody had the fossils. They may have found them since. I would really like to see how complete those are. I'm obviously critical of the chicanery that has gone on in trying to prove the theory of evolution with fudging fossils. We've seen this a bunch of times. Am I saying they don't exist? No, I'd like to look to see what they are. I'm leery because I've only seen the drawing that O.C. Marsh had. Sure, they might have those, they may not. That is good evidence for it. I think they have 4 to 6, and this is my issue with it. Pachycetus, which isn't transitional. You want to think it is, but it's a land mammal with fur. If you want to believe it turned into an 80,000-pound blue whale over the time, I think it's a ridiculous claim. That we found out that the vestigial legs in Bacillosaurus, Dorudon, especially Ambulocetus, those aren't vestigial hind limbs, which I don't know if you're going to point to that. It's the anchoring point for the whale penis. It's the skeletal structure for the anchoring of the muscles that control its reproductive capabilities. It's not hind
Yeah, but their
limbs.
origi well, their original function was for locomotion, and
Based on what?
based on its ancestors.
Based on common ancestry, based on that common ancestry is true.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what a vestigial structure is in the worldview.
Right. So, in your worldview, you think that this land mammal, which Pachycetus was 80 pounds, started to swim enough that eventually it started to gain whatever, bigger lung capacity, blubber, whatever this process is, stopped using its stupid legs. Its legs became withered and no good, and then eventually the penis attached to those once used bones.
I don't know. Fun fact, dork means whale penis. That's what that word originally meant.
Wow,
So
that's amazing.
I'm gonna use dork. So when
Yeah.
you call somebody a dork, it's actually a pretty epic burn.
That's pretty good.
Like I know that pelvic muscles, and if we're talking about dorks, that's the area we're looking at. I know that those attach to the pelvic girdle. To what extent it attached to like the humerus in the leg or whatever. That's interesting. I don't know. I think that this is actually kind of a goofy argument to try to make for design, because it's like, okay, why the hell would a designer create legs that are for the whale dick? How does
They're
that
not.
make how
They're
does that
not.
make
It's a
any
pel
sense?
it's it's a pelvic bone structure. Has nothing to do with legs. It is
Wait, are you
what
talking
the
about modern whales?
modern whales, yeah, they have the pelvis.
Well, okay, but you brought up Bacillosaurus earlier, and we were talking about its legs, and you said it's a muscle anchor for the whale dork. But if we're talking
Well,
about
no, what I said
in
is that the
modern
theory is that
whales.
Pachycetus transitioned into a modern whale and that he stopped using his legs, so they became useless and he was dragging them around. And then eventually he stopped using them. And then instead of him having legs attached to that, the muscles for the whale penis attached to it somehow. I don't know how it was reproducing beforehand. To me, it's ridiculous. Imagine if I made a creationist claim like this 80-pound animal crawled into the water because the fish were better, and it evolved blubber and a baleen and a blowhole and grew to 80,000 fucking pounds. If I told you that, you would want to see good evidence. The evidence is not there, especially when some of those there's if you watch my interview with Dr. Carl Werner, which I know you don't like the guy, he's covered the work of new of Dr. new of Phil Gingrich and Hans Dewijsen, who found Rhodocetus and Ambulocetus. And he caught them red-handed, manipulating the fossils, the tail fluke, the rear legs, the
The
snout.
tail fluke.
Yeah, they were wrong about everything. We could do a whole hour or two just discussing the transition, because that's one of the things evolutionists point to, the transition of whales. We have this great chain of custody from Pachycetus to the modern whale, and we don't. And if you want to talk about that next time, we should do that.
Yeah, we'd have to do it next time because I think
Yeah.
we do, and the genetic evidence really backs it up as well, but
Yeah.
we'll have to leave it there. It's been about an
Yep.
hour in total.